Welcome to the first PeteCast with Pod Kelly of 2024. I don't know if we even did any last year. It's been way too long since we've done one of these things, but I'm trying to get better about pulsing out the things that we talk about each weekday at 4. So make sure you subscribe, follow, connect, and we're going to be putting up a bunch of these every single week. So if you ever have something that you want to talk about, maybe there's something that's going on in your life where you need a little bit of advice, or maybe there's something you just think would be kind of fun to talk about. Maybe your friends were talking about something and you want to hear what other people have to say. You can always just send me a message. You could text in 518-476-1009 right in the studio line, or to send a voice message right now on the Cat Albany app. So today I want to talk about the story which came out at the end of last week about this woman who apparently got $100,000 for turning her ex-husband into the IRS. I guess the IRS has some program. I even checked it on the IRS's website where they'll give you 15 to 30% of whatever is owed to the IRS as essentially like a, I don't know, like finder's fee type of thing. So would you turn in someone who's close to you if it meant that you got $100,000? Now, I know like an ex, maybe you're more likely to do that than like your mom or your sister or anything like that. But would you turn in someone close to you for $100,000?
Absolutely. I'd do it for $100,000. I mean, everyone's got to pay their fair share, right?
I couldn't say yes automatically. A family member or something? I mean, $100,000 is a lot of money, but unless I couldn't stand the person, I don't know.
Well, I'd have to say yes. It's a lot of money, and they should be paying their taxes anyway.
Yeah, this is Barbara from Mechanicville. It all depends on what family member it is. If it's one of my brothers, I'd say, hell yeah. If it was one of the others, I'd say no. It all depends on what family member.
So would you turn in someone close to you for $100,000? Let me know right now up at thecatalbany.com. So thanks for listening to the PeteCast with Pod Kelly. I'm Pete Kelly, and this is my podcast. Kind of a short one today, but again, we're getting back into the rhythm of doing it again. First one of 2024. I'm going to try to keep posting them up. And ironically, it'd be great if this is the only one we post up for the entire year. But again, trying to get back into it. And if you got something you want to talk about, something you want to bring up, just send me a voice message right now on the Cat Albany app. And you can catch me all across social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, Be Real, all the things. Just search On Air Pete, or up on Facebook, just search Pete Kelly. You should be able to find me there.